random apartment in Brooklyn, New York. It's Pete Speak with Ian Levinstein. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Levinstein.
Hey there, everybody. My name is Ian Levinstein, and welcome to an incredibly truncated edition of Geek Speak. This is the first edition of Geek Speak I am doing at my home on my USB mic, which I just purchased from Office Depot. Surprisingly enough, turned out to be pretty good. I got myself a nice Logitech USB microphone, and I am testing it out right now, actually. This is my first recording I'm doing with the mic, and so far so good. I'm liking the quality that I'm getting, and I hope it actually remains this way for a long time to come. Now, obviously, those of you who are listening to this right now know that GeekSpeak is officially a podcast over at geekspeak.typepad.com. It's now also listed in every major podcast directory except for Podcast Alley. Now, I'm going to have to find out whether or not we're going to end up on Podcast Alley, but if we do, that'll make myself a very happy man. I'm going to be hopefully adding this to iTunes sometime within the week, and once that's on iTunes, well, then I hope to get a lot more subscribers to this podcast. This is a nice short edition of Geek Speak. I'm only going to be getting into one thing, and that, of course, is my brand new microphone. Now, the Logitech microphone that I have is a desktop mic, very simple in design, has a nice little on-off button that's very easy to use right on the base of the microphone. It's very slim as well. You would think a typical microphone would be fat, handheld of sorts, but this one sits nicely on the desk, and you don't have to hold it too close to you either when you're recording this. I'm about maybe 6 inches away from it right now with my body, and things seem to be going pretty well with the recording here. Only a few spikes here and there, but that's to be expected. Now, it is very easily connected to the USB port. Only had to download the drivers, and once it was plug and play. And I didn't have to download any software, which is always a plus with a brand new piece of equipment. Now, the one negative that I'm having with this microphone is because it's a USB mic, well, I can't really use the headphones that I have with this microphone. Because the headphones that I have are just typical headphones that go into a regular headphone jack. Now, the headphones are going to be hearing things through my sound card, which, of course, is inside the main computer. The microphone, however, running on the USB, is on a completely different system. So, I'm pretty much screwed with that, because if I were to turn on the abilities inside of the lovely Audacity, which I'm using to record this, to hear the track as it's playing, well, then I hear my track about 3 seconds, 4 seconds after it's actually being recorded, which sounds very strange when you're hearing it in the headphones, because for one thing, well, it's really weird hearing yourself after you speak. I mean, it's a very strange delay, and it distracted me to the point where I had to keep starting over and over and over again, so I ended up just turning off the feature, and I'm going blind right now, just looking at my levels to try and find out how high I'm going. Now, there is a workaround to get my headphones to work with a USB device. I looked online to see if there was just a straight quarter-inch to USB converter, but I really couldn't find anything. And to top it off, these headphones are 1/8 inch headphones. So I first have to make it quarter inch for it to work with anything. So I'm going to have to go through 3 different devices to actually get this to become a USB device. First of all, I've got my 1/8 to quarter inch adapter, which I use for the equipment over at the radio station, which I will end up using for this microphone to try and get things going. So right away, the 1 quarter inch will be attached. The next step is to purchase a quarter inch to XLR converter. Now, XLR, for those of you who know what an XLR is the usual connector for a device to the computer. It's outdated this day and age, but it used to be the state of the art. You know, your printer would use it, the scanner would use it, etc., etc., and microphones would use it as well. So, there is a quarter inch to XLR converter for the computer, which are used for microphones and can be used for headphones if you do wish to use them. The next step from there is to use a converter to, convert the XLR to the USB. So I'm going through three steps here. 1/8 to a quarter, then quarter to XLR, and then XLR to USB. There is a XLR to USB converter, which I found on Amazon for $20, which I'm hoping they'll have at the neighborhood Radio Shack, so I'll be able to save on shipping and handling prices. But that will end up allowing me to use my headphones inside the USB device, because honestly, the worst thing to do is hear yourself 3 seconds later. I can do without hearing myself in these headphones, but it's really not the same, because unless you hear yourself, you really don't know how far or how high you're actually talking. So once I figure that out, I'm hopefully going to be able to have a setup here completely done, because I do want to be able to record GeekSpeak regularly, not just when I have access to the recording studio over at Brooklyn College. Now, the recording studio over at Brooklyn College is beautiful. It's state-of-the-art. You got everything that you can possibly need there. You got a beautiful mixing board. You've got a CD player that automatically starts with a touch of a button. You've got a mini disc set up as well. You've got straight to the computer, and you got everything that you can possibly imagine there. And you have editing software. It's Saw Pro, which is what I use, and Adobe Audition. Now, Audacity does the job. Audacity is a very good freeware program, which I'm going to be using for recording here on GeekSpeak from the home. But I can't get access to the radio station on, let's say, holidays and on weekends and stuff along those lines. So if I ever have a urge to record GeekSpeak when I'm not at the studio, this is the setup I'm going to be using. Now, the USB mic that I purchased only ended up costing me $30 off Amazon after shipping and all that. So certainly a very, very good buy. This was a 5-star rating on Amazon. About 9 people reviewed it. I've had absolutely no problems with it so far. I've tested it out with a couple recordings already, and this is the first recording I'm going to be doing, which is going to end up on the website. And so far, so good. I'm going to give this a stellar review for now. As I said, if I come into any problems along the way, then I'll let you guys know, and I will reverse this decision. But so far, it's pretty much given a 4 out of 5 on a 5-star scale. So, good job, Logitech, with your microphone. So, this is Ian Levenstein. Once again, this is pretty much just a test run, so that's why I'm keeping this so short. Don't want to make this run too long here. So, the website, once again, is geekspeak.typepad.com. I have the feed up there right now through FeedBurner, just letting me know how many people are currently subscribed to this. And I'd like to thank the 20 or so people who have indeed subscribed to GeekSpeak since I placed it on the website. Not sure whether you guys came from the Comic Geek Speak message boards or from Blood Knight or from any of the podcast directories that I posted this on, but nevertheless, thank you guys so much for listening to this. It's an absolute joy being able to finally put stuff like this up on the internet. I've been wanting to do this ever since I started GeekSpeak with my former partner, Marvin, who, as I said in the first episode, is going on to do his own thing with Redshift now. But I've wanted to put this up as a podcast ever since I started off this past semester. And now I finally get the chance. And I hope you guys enjoy what I put out, because I certainly enjoy making it. So once again, I am Ian Levenstein. There will be a full GeekSpeak available hopefully Thursday night. I will be heading over to Massachusetts to visit my girlfriend over the break of the weekend. So I'm going to try and get this out as soon as I am done recording it on Thursday. So until then, I am Ian Levenstein. You can listen to the stream Thursday from 6 to 7 on Brooklyn College Radio, 1090 AM, and streaming on the web, brooklyncollegeradio.org. And the second episode will be available through the FeedBurner feed as soon as I have it up on the website. So this is Ian Levenstein signing off. This has been a special episode 1.1 edition of Geek Speak. And I will see you guys on Thursday. Take care, everybody.